You sure got a friend in the breeze.
Morena, good morning. We're Mark and Jolene, your local breakfast in the Bay. It's 7:03. Now, you're trying to be healthy, but you feel like you're going backwards. You might be making a mistake that you don't even realise. So let's find out more about this from local health coaches Steve and Heidi Jennings. We'll give you the chance to win a copy of their new book as well after Dan Hartman and KC and the Sunshine Band on The Breeze.
Tauranga's Breeze with Mark and Jolene. Good morning. It's 7:11 Thursday morning. Yesterday they were saying we might get a little bit of light relief today, but no. Now the Met Service is saying no sign of any showers now.
Don't get your showers.
Until Sunday.
Yeah. Got to pull the hose out again, but not for too long.
Yeah.
For watering the garden.
I had to do that last night.
Yeah.
I was a good boy.
Yep. Now, your struggles to become healthier could be gone in a minute. Seriously, you know, and this is really important. I know how hard it can be to try and be healthy. I'm a healthy hippie and I go through phases of doing things, and like I've just finished having my apple cider vinegar, which I have every morning in warm water, and, you know, and we all try to be healthy in various ways, but it's hard. And you read so many conflicting things and you hear so many conflicting things, and I think, you know, you can get a bit down sometimes when you think, I'm trying to do healthy things, but it's not necessarily working. So it's really good that we've connected in with new friends of the show, local holistic health coaches Heidi and Steve Jennings. And they've got a new book out. We thought it'd be cool to get some more advice from them.
I'll give you the chance to win this new book soon. But Heidi and Steve, often people get into something thinking that it's healthy for them. But what's a common mistake people make when they think they're onto something they think is good and healthy, but in fact, it may not be?
One thing that people do is they tend to get stuck on these sort of fad diets. One thing that we work with when our clients are actually quite stuck is that we actually tell them to eat a lot more fruit. Now, they've been taught that fruit's got, you know, really high in sugar. It could potentially put them at a diabetes risk or something like that. And that's actually just not the case at all. What these fruits do is it allows them to balance out their blood sugars and it keeps their adrenaline down, which means they're more stable with their hormones and they'll sleep better. The other thing, some people get stuck on this fad that you're allowed to drink wine or have a glass of wine every night and that's healthy. That's not healthy. When they talk about wine, they're actually talking about the goodness that comes from grapes. Cut your alcohol down. Just save it to the weekend. That's a better idea. Drink more water instead. The other thing is exercising too hard to lose weight. You don't need to do that. Sleep is your biggest fat burner. If you're more relaxed, you are less hungry the following day, better balanced hormones, you're in a better mood, your digestion works better, and your immune system is a lot better as well. And the other thing is making sure that you don't starve yourself when you are trying to lose weight, because that can raise adrenaline. And that can actually impact your gut issues as well, your ability to digest your food and be able to absorb it as well. So those are some common mistakes that people make.
Brilliant. Gosh, so much there. And your book is out. What are you hoping that people will get out of it?
Oh, yeah, the book is out. We're really proud of it. Basically, the whole idea is that once the reader has finished the book, they will have all the tools and strategies to take control of their health, you know, really start to feel really good. So the book covers a lot of our coaching philosophies, our tools and our strategies. It's a culmination of many, many years in the health and wellness industry and also from our own personal experience through health crises and things like that. So it's a really great book.
Nice. Good on them for putting it together. I just love people that find they're really passionate about something and they decide to do this. Like, obviously, you know, they've learned a lot of stuff through their experience and studied and stuff. And, yeah, now they're putting it in a book and helping other people. That's really cool.
Yeah. So if you'd like to win a copy of the new book, From Living Hell to Living Well, oh, look, just give us a call. 0800 958 958. More info on how you can order the book online, JenningsHealthCoach.com. But if you'd like to win this book, 0800 958 958.
Helping some to the Mount. Mark and Jolene on 95.8 Tauranga's Breeze.
All right, we are giving you the chance to win this new book by Heidi and Steve Jennings, From Living Hell to Living Well. Morning, Cassie, how are you?
I'm good, darling. Yeah, I was just listening to your health coach comments on the breathing. I thought that would be great for me and my mum and a friend who are trying to lose weight at the moment.
Excellent. What really impacted on you from what they were saying?
Sleep. I don't sleep enough by the sounds of it. Mm-hmm. I don't drink much wine, so I can't blame that.
Yeah.
I don't sleep a heck of a lot.
Oh,
so.
I know. Sleep is so, so important.
It is hard this time of year, isn't it? So hot.
Oh, it is. It is. We've had a lot on and Christmas and yeah, sleep is a biggie, I think.
Well, brilliant. You've got yourself a copy of From Living Hell to Living Well by Heidi and Steve Jennings.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
Good on you, Cassie. Hey, this is The Breeze, 18 past 7.